Hello, this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to have a beautiful show tonight, do some more healing with everybody from the Light Ship, and I think we're going to be bringing in some divine energies first here to start the show off, but we'll introduce my co-host here, Sylvia, and she's been doing a lot of holistic health consulting with different types of foods that we eat. She's had a restaurant that she's, probably many restaurants in Hawaii. So I'll just bring her on right now if you want. You there, Sylvia?
Hi, Ron. Thank you, and hello, everyone. We're really excited about tonight's show because, as Ron mentioned, he's going to be bringing in some of the wonderful divine energies from the Light Ship and giving you a chance to experience the wonderful unconditional love and energy that flows from them straight to you here in your living rooms or wherever you're sitting. So sit back and enjoy.
So what I'd like you to do first, if you just have a few minutes, get your glass of water. If you've been on before, you know that we do water charging on each show. And the water charging is for special divine codes, light codes put into the water just for you. And I was just thinking, if you have an animal in your house, then you may want to just put fresh water into their bowl. So I'll give you a couple of minutes to do this. And then during this water charging, just ask the light beings to do this charging for your animal also. So this will be quite interesting to see what happens. And also, you want to scroll down on my homepage. You can click on Don's homepage, VBS Radio, you can click on to Creation Light Ship Healings and scroll down, and this beautiful light beam will be on your screen, on your monitor, and we'll charge her up too here. So I'll just give you some time to get your water ready. And this water is just for you. So whoever's online listening now, and this will also work on the archives, you can have your water charged up. So it feels like we're about ready now. So what we'll do first is charge this beautiful light beam up. So just kind of watch her. She'll change energies here. Now, the way this works, she's bringing in her pure divine essence energies from the Light Ship. And this is a picture drawn by one of our artist friends who actually can see up on the Light Ship. And she drew us this beautiful picture of what she saw. And so the same being now is going to put the energy into her photograph here. And what normally happens is her eyes will get a little brighter. She may get a little smile on her face. Her face will kind of be projected out from your monitor, become more like three-dimensional. You're going to see the rays around her head that's emitting from her. Her little auric field around her will start to change colors. And she'll feel like she has like a human personal energy with her. It's like it's a regular person with emotional energy around them. And she feels very good to me right now. How's your monitor doing, Sylvia?
Yeah, it feels very good to me too as well. I really feel her presence strongly tonight.
Okay, so what we'll do now is get your glass of water ready. And just get it in front of you. And you want to put one hand on each side of it. It's a very simple process. And all the healings that are performed by the Creation Light Ship, there's nothing for you to do. You don't have to have any kind of belief system because you are connected to the divine through your spirit. And your spirit was created by the Creation Light Ship, so they know who you are. So it's just very... a very easy way to have healings. Just sit back and relax and just put your hands now on both sides of the water. And she'll start to charge up the water for you. So you may feel this beautiful energy into your room now. You may feel it come into your body. She'll work with your heart center. And right now my hands are kind of changing frequencies. I can feel them pulse slightly. And they're getting kind of warm. I can feel the energy, in a sense, bouncing off of the glass that I have in my hand. And I can feel the water inside being kind of changed. You're going to feel the energy typically pulsing in your hands. You may feel it in your body. So just kind of sit back and relax here. It's about half done.
My hands are tingling a lot, like electricity.
Mm-hmm. As I look at my monitor, I move from side to side on it. Her eyes are almost tracking with me. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving about a foot and a half over from side to side here.
Yeah.
And she's still there. Okay. Okay, she's saying another 20 seconds to be sure. And she's also charging up water for your animals. And even if you have some water that's outside, typically maybe with horses or ducks or geese or whatever, that water can be activated also just by thinking of that right now. She'll do this for you. Okay, looks like 5 seconds to go here, and she's completed. So you can have a sample of your water right now. And as normal, mine's always juicier tasting. It goes down instantly.
Yeah, it sure does.
So you may start to feel your body changing frequencies, may get a little more energized now. So what we're going to do now is bring in some divine energies from the creation light ship. And so what we work with is the first cause energies of these different people that we know here on this planet. So we're going to first bring in the energy of Buddha, and naturally he can be a different life form on different planets, okay? So we know him here as Buddha, and we're going to bring in his original spirit energy upon his conception. This is a very pure energy. This is the way all these sessions work. You're getting the absolute purest frequency of these beings when you work with them. So here he comes, and I'll use the word stronger to increase this energy now. So here we go. So this is Buddha right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So he's coming in. I'm going to do a chakra alignment for everybody so you can sense more of the energies coming to you and have better healing. So go to your heart center first, and I'm going to reposition that for you, as the light ship is doing. And now we're going to your throat chakra. There we go, and third eye. And now power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. You should feel your body slightly changing now. And now we'll go to your heart chakra and open up the chakra. So heart chakra, and I'll use the word spin. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll go to your throat chakra. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So let's put some music on right now and just kind of sit back and relax and allow this energy to do some healing work with you. And just request your healings from Buddha. You can also ask for spiritual guidance. Okay, we're now going to bring in another divine energy into your living room. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and allow this wonderful energy to come into you for healing. Okay, we'll bring in another divine energy into your living room now, and we're going to bring in the beautiful energy of Count Saint Germain. So he's ready to come in right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, ask for guidance if you like, and healings from Saint Germain. And like I said, this is his first cause energy of his spiritual creation on the creation light ship. Thank you. Okay. Now we'll bring in another divine energy here. And what I'm told they want to do is to just to have this divine being activated on your screen now. And she's going to take away sadness from you. So if you want, just kind of get around your monitor screen. And she'll be running her beautiful energy into your heart center and taking away sadness that you may be experiencing. So here we go. Okay, well now I'll bring in another divine energy, and we're going to bring in the energy of Adama here from Mount Shasta. That's from the underground city of Telos here, and he wants to come in and share his energy with everyone. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and request healings. Okay. And we'll bring in another divine energy for you to experience. And we're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So again, just kind of sit back and relax here as he comes in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we're going to bring in another divine energy. And we'll go now into some female energies here. So we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful energy for the next couple of minutes here. Thank you. Okay, so now bring in another divine energy. And this energy is going to be the energy of Saint Bernadette. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just kind of sit back and relax now. And you can ask Saint Bernadette for healing and guidance also.
Well, folks, I just wanted to say we're having a bit of a problem with the phone line to Ron. We do apologize for that. There's something going on with his phone lines. It might even be ours. It's hard to say, really. So please stay tuned. We'll try to bring back the show just as soon as we can. Thank you for listening to BBS Radio.
Okay, sorry for the interruptions there, everybody. So we're going to bring in the energy now of Mary Magdalene. And here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just again, sit back and relax and ask for guidance and healing. Okay, so now I'll talk about the creation light ship a little bit here. Do you have any questions that you may want to ask, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. We had a little technical difficulty there. So I guess one of the questions that's on my mind is when we go to the light ship for healing, like we're going to do in a few minutes, can you tell us basically what we should be doing, like as far as how to request our healings? Should we think of something specific that we have, like a condition that we'd like to address, or should we just ask them to take a look at what's happening in our bodies and just work with us on the things that are most important?
Yeah, that both are very good. The light beings just check you out after they have the body scan. They read the reports and they find out what your actual physical conditions are. So if you have something that's majorly wrong with you, they'll work on that and address that first. And it's also good to request down here your healings. Remember, you're up there physically too. And requesting down here kind of makes you feel like you're kind of involved with the situation, even though you're actually more so up there than you are here, but it gives you the opportunity to request your particular type of illness or problem that you're dealing with. And yes, they what they do is a tune-up on you if you have nothing majorly wrong with you. So if you don't really know and you feel, you know, in perfectly good health and you don't really know of anything wrong with you, just ask for a tune-up and they'll do that for you. But they first will go through and give you what you definitely need. First, you may need nutrients in your body, possibly. You may need to be detoxified. They'll do that, too, up there. So they do many things. And what I will say, we're doing a special session next Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a 4-hour healing session. And 3 hours of that are devoted to the ascension healings. And the last hour is for water charging, much like we're doing in this program here, but the water is designed for 7 days to actually move you forward more with your cellular structure of your body to integrate more of this higher frequency energies to you. So it's a special event. I do it once a month, and it's $60 on a conference call phone line. So anyway, we're going to go now up to the light ship. And I guess I could talk about Jesus just for a minute here. There is some information that has come across to us here, and basically Jesus came here from the light ship, although he had to go through the different channels of the hierarchy here, which is the Galactic Federation, and from there he kind of got some of his orders. He was still divinely connected to the light ship. The light ship did all of his healings, but the actual physical play down here on the earth was controlled by the Galactic Federation's hierarchy. And he never came to die on the cross. That was the dark side, along with the Federation's condoning of the problems that he was having. You see, when masters come down here, they're supposed to have complete protection from external energies, alien life forces that are, you know, doing mind control, etc., coming into people's bodies, causing problems, entities, etc. So they normally come down with a special spiritual mission to enhance the consciousness of everybody on the planet, to give sacred teachings. And because the Federation was not in complete spiritual alignment with that, with the divine light ship, the creation light ship with 100% of their spirit energy and light energy, that's what happened. And that holds true today. The same process is going on today as it happened with Jesus 2,000 years ago. And so basically like I mentioned before, our planet now with the light ship being here is about 35% light, 65% darkness. Before the light ship came, it was 20% light and 80% darkness. So the light ship has helped us out somewhat. That's why we've seen all these changes happening in the last probably maybe 20 years or so. And one of those was, which people think is very important with their spiritual mission here, is the harmonic convergence back in 86. And that was actually just strictly the light ship bringing in more energies here. And some people kind of got on the bandwagon sensing the energy and decided to do the harmonic convergence to get people in alignment with that. But it was actually the light ship's role to do this process for the ascension of the spirit of the earth. And so we're kind of like in the back seat there. If we choose to go with the earth spirit, we can. But the earth spirit is what's going to be doing everything happening to us here. And so we're, if we're lucky, we can go with the earth spirit to where it chooses to go to. So anyway, that's kind of what happened with Jesus here. And that's the betrayal that he had here, was from the Galactic Federation and not doing their job, allowing, I'll use the word, negative extraterrestrial races to come here and to upset the spiritual order and divine order of the light. So anyway, we'll go up now to the light ship, and if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, you can do so at this time. Just think of them in your consciousness. We'll be on the light ship for probably maybe about 10 minutes here, so, and they do normally instantaneous healings to us down here, but like I have mentioned in the past, if you don't have a healing, it's normally because of your emotional baggage that you're carrying, so you want to have your emotional years cleared, and with that I charge $5 for each year of your life to do that. And it's the best thing that I can do for anybody on the planet here is to clear your emotions out of you so that these traumas are released. So you can be in neutral and not be reactive to energies that you have responded to in the past. Remember, the emotions are strictly judgment energies that come into your body and clog the body up. And that's why we actually die here. So just kind of sit back and relax now. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship will take care of everything that you need to know about and have done to you. You are connected automatically to the light ship by your consciousness here right now. And they're making the special link to you. And they're ready to take you up. So there's a beautiful white light tunnel around you. And you're now going up to the light ship, and you're there, and your animals are with you. Now you're having your body scanned, and this is a very simple procedure. There's many rooms that you actually go into. There's about 8 rooms that you go into separately to have your body scanned, and they kind of do a complete thorough checkout of your body genetics. And then your spirit also goes into 4 additional other rooms. So we're done with that process. Down here is pretty quick. Up there it could take hours. Remember, we're out of time up there on the light ship. Now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And this is where you're selecting your team of doctors. There's many types. If you've been on this call before, you probably have seen them or at least know about them. There's mineral energies up there. There's energies of humanoids like us, about 2.5 foot tall to maybe 15 feet. There's beautiful flowers. There's little orbs that float around. There's all different types of energies that look like light energies, different colored lights. These are all conscious spirits normally that are manifesting in that type of form. We selected our teams right now, so now we're going back to the procedure room. So, again, just sit back and relax, and you want to request your healings each time we go into a separate room. And so the first room we're going into is a room where they have the beautiful liquid light energy water. This water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now, I see, are the light being seal doctors. They look like seals that we have down here. They have real long whiskers. This is how they're choosing to manifest in their next realm of consciousness after they leave the light ship. So we'll just kind of sit back now and request your healings. And they're very playful. And you're going to be able to have some healings from these beautiful beings right now. So here we go. And we'll bring in another divine energy down here. We'll bring in the energy of the energy from Saint Germain. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll see you back in a couple of minutes here. Okay, we'll go up to another location on the light ship. And we're going to go into a room where they can release physical body pain from us. So again, just request your healings right now. And the doctors will do what they can to help you, these beautiful light beings. And here we go. We'll bring in another divine energy down here. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. And she's a beautiful saint that was in Lourdes, France. With that beautiful water that was there. The water is very similar to what's on the light ship right now. It came from there. And that room that you're in with the beautiful seals, that's, the water is very, very similar. So here we go, going into the pain release room. So to request inside of your head now what you want to have worked with. So stronger, 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 stronger. Here comes Saint Bernadette. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and see you back in a few minutes here. Okay, we'll now go to another location on the Lightship. And this room is going to be working with you for joint pain. They can work with ligaments and tendons and cartilage. So request healing there if you like. And I'm going to bring in another divine energy for us to sample here. This energy is going to be the energy of Kuan Yin. Again, is her first cause, spiritual energy of creation. And here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, request your healing that you'd like to have right now. Okay, we're going to another location on the Lightship. And this location is where they're going to be working with our muscles. So we can request healing there if we like to have some healing with our muscles. If not, just ask for a tune-up. and they'll work with us at this time now. So here we go. So just relax and sit back, and we'll leave the last interviews with us here. Okay, now we're going to start coming back to Earth here. So we're going to now go back to the orientation room. And this is where we're thanking our light beam teams for working with us. We're getting our animals and our pets at this time. And now they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. That'll be in our auric field, and they'll be with us for 5 days. So you can request additional healing if you like. And this healing is very special if you need additional healing. You will not be on the light ship, but this healing from the cocoon energy is going to help you. So your animals and pets are now coming to you. And now they put in this beautiful white light tunnel around you. And you're ready to be brought back here. And we're coming back down, and now we're here. So you should feel a little better in your body now. And we're doing a special evening this coming Tuesday. And it's a question and answer night on my conference call line. And if you would like to jot this number down, if you want to call in and ask questions, the number is 646-519-5800. And they'll ask for a PIN number. And the PIN number is 5303. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. PIN is 5303. And then we have conference calls Mondays and Fridays for $20 for a one-hour session. And then I also do other types of healings. Do you want to explain some of the healing, Sylvia, that you've had maybe?
Well, let's see, starting out with the emotional clearing, which is wonderful because from that you can let go of the baggage of the past and just move forward. And it's a very light, clean feeling. It's very easy. There's no trauma involved in going through it. It's not like some kind of analysis where you have to work through things. It's very light, very fast, and just leaves you incredibly free to move forward. That was wonderful. And then what I had after that was the feeling years clearing, which ties in with the emotions and all the ways that you feel about the different things that have happened in your life. So I would say those were two especially nice ones for me getting started. And I felt like after I did that, the healing, the physical healing on the ship became more profound for me, like I could hold on to it here better because I didn't have the emotional baggage in the way. Does that make sense, Ron, as have other people explained it in that way, that they had that kind of a better time with the physical healing after that?
Yes, that is correct, yeah, because the creation light ship does not work with emotional energy. That stays here, so they can do a perfect healing on you up on the light ship. And I'll just give one example one of the events that we went to, a lady came, and she had a lot of trauma in her life from the past. I would just guess, since I knew the lady, it was probably gone going for maybe about 5 years. And it was just pretty awful what she was going through. And what happened with her is that her one side of her face was sagging like she had a stroke. And her eye was almost all the way closed. And it would blink a little bit, you know, and twitch. And I took her up on a 10-minute session. And within minutes, her face pulled up and her eye became fully open. And she was very excited, and I was too. And, you know, we knew that it was emotions that she was going through, a lot of, you know, traumas. And when she came back, it stayed for a little bit. But then as the time went by, it kind of like slowly started pulling down because she still had more work to do with herself on the emotions and the situations that she was still involved with. And so that's what happens, is that she did have the healing. It was perfect. And it just didn't hold, only because she didn't have the extra clearings that she needed to have this work for her 100%.
Now, once you have the clearings and then get that emotional baggage out of the way, could that healing that has already taken place kind of come back in force or in effect for you?
It can, yes. The energy could be with you, but it depends on how much the emotional baggage will take over the healing. And sometimes what happens with people is that because they do have baggage, the healing may work for maybe a week to maybe a month. And that gives them time to change their thinking, to get into a new paradigm on wellness. And if they don't get into that and they still keep reliving their life with the same traumas, then naturally the healing will not stay. And so it's up to you to hang on to the healing, but you get a reprieve at times. Another thing, like you were questioning there, is will the energy be with you, say, in a month that you had on the light ship? And if you had the clearing afterwards, this is what I believe you're asking, will the energy be with you? It can be, but you may have to repeat the healing because you already had your chance at it. And they did all they could do for you. And one lady who called me up years ago, she was pretty desperate. And she had situations over and over and over again happening to her. And she wasn't willing to release the energy, which we'll call blocked energy, in her life. And so she called me about midnight one night and said, "Man, I'm having this awful problem. I got this tremendous headache. Can you help me? It's been with me for like 5 days, and I just can't take it any longer." So I had the light beings look at her, and they said, "Well, you know, she's been up here, you know, long, you know, many, many times for many hours, and, you know, we're talking to her up there about this situation, and also she knows that she has these problems, and we'll do it another time, but at some point she has to realize that she has to change her life. She has to release these patterns of self-torture to get out of the situation that she's in." So they do have compassion for us, but at some point, we have to take responsibility for the way we are down here and release those energies from us, because if not, it's going to kill us. And they're doing their best to help us, but it's up to us to do our work too, and this is what's required of us. And then to get more into our bodies, and that's a whole other process, is you need to be in your body to have these healings work also. If you're not in your body, there's no way they can really work effectively, because your spirit's the conduit for healing. And that should be an automatic knowing for everybody, that if you're not home, then who is? And the divine works through your spirit, which is supposed to be in your body all the time for healing. And so most people don't understand this, which should be an automatic thing. It should be on everybody's mind right up front, you know, knowing that you have to be in your body to be responsible. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs that people aren't. And instead, they'll go out and buy many things to search for spirituality outside of themselves. They'll get sidetracked on things, buy all different types of physical objects to help them out, maybe spiritually, or just because they're maybe addicted to having these things around them. And then they pull the energy off of whatever they purchased. And then at that point, maybe after a week to a month, the energy is gone out of that object, and now they go looking for something else. And what they're really searching for is their own spirit inside of themselves to help them out. So the whole thing is to release this baggage that you have. This is imperative on the ascension process.
Well, it's a really interesting point that you brought up about our responsibility to do that here, and it seems like earlier you were talking about Jesus and his role here. It sounds to me like, and from what I've read about his life, he was here to teach us and heal us. And the teachings seem to be completely about unconditional love for ourselves and others, and forgiveness and releasing judgment and recognizing, you know, our oneness with each other and all of creation. And it seems like that's an important work for us to be doing here, you know, just getting rid of those densities and the judgments and all those things that have held us here. Is that right?
Yes, and the teachings that Jesus performed in his healings 2,000 years ago is 98% identical to what the light ship is doing right now, because we're in the same energy system. Remember, the Earth did not shift its consciousness, so the consciousness that the Earth had 2,000 years ago is the same that we have right now. And so it hasn't been upgraded or shifted into a higher perspective. And so everyone on the planet is like repeating the same consciousness energies right now. And so the teachings still hold true.
Right. And are probably more appropriate than ever, especially if we've gone through this extra amount of time without having handled those things.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
So we have our work to do on, you know, on our end in order for the healings to really be able to take place. And part of that is those emotional clearings and things that we can do with your help, with the ship, with the light ship helping to release those things faster so that it's a quick and easy process.
Yes, and it's there's hardly any processing at all on your part. A few people have had an emotional process only because they had some really awful things happen to them. I can just talk about one person, you know, since I do get on this once in a while with her. She had, this may sound negative to the people listening, but I'll just share this here with you. And it kind of goes into the Galactic Federation again. But with her, she had abductions happening to her. And she had children elsewhere on other planets with other ET races. They would take her eggs. She would carry pregnancy off and on for maybe a month, a month and a half. You probably all have heard about these stories. And that's the fault of the Galactic Federation not protecting us here. And so that's why, you know, we don't have love and light here the way it's supposed to be, a divine energy here, which is what should be here. We should have heaven on Earth right now. And the cop-out through all the different spiritual teachings is that we're here to learn lessons. And that's a fallacy. We're here to experience life, to be creative beings, not to learn lessons. You already know what you need to know with your spirit. Your body doesn't really need to know anything. It wants to evolve spiritually into a higher consciousness. And so the spiritual lessons that's taught by most people, because that's the only way they can figure out why they're stuck here, because in each lifetime you didn't do the right thing, so you have to reincarnate, and that is not spiritual law. That's from the Galactic Federation keeping us here. And, you know, I can go on and on and on about that, but the bottom line is that if the Federation was doing their job, and the hierarchy in charge of that, we would not have any type of extraterrestrial abductions. You wouldn't have these other beings coming to us. You would not have mind control here from off-planet. And that affects everybody on this planet. A lot of people talk to me and they say, well, gee, what about our government? What about this? What about that? And they're under control too, you see. So we're all prisoners of this mind control by these negative ETs that are from the dark side. And if they weren't projecting negative mind control here, our governments should probably change, because you have to realize that the mind control makes you do things that you don't really want to do. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening on our planet that shouldn't be done. And this is, you know, with the condolences of the Galactic Federation. And they're here to be our spiritual overseers to teach us love and light. This is where the masters come from. And they're supposed to hold the light energy that the creation lightship brings every 2,000 years. And they're not doing that. So they're not in the light. I imagine some of them are. You know, there are, you know, good energies from the Federation, but the majority of it is not helping us at all. Like I tell people, if the Federation was doing the proper thing, they could materialize instantly because they have higher technology than we have here, naturally. They can materialize in the clouds all the different religious leaders and stop the wars. So this is kind of where I am with this situation, and they're just not holding complete light energy.
Yeah, so, obviously not. If we were down to 20% by the time, you know, the ship got here to help us out.
Yeah, so it is getting better, and it will get better because the planet has to shift. And so since we're the life form on it, we're like a flea on the dog's back in a sense, and it's up to us to decide what we want to do during this universal shift. But you have to do the work. The light ship cannot do it for you. And there's not going to be like the 100 monkey syndrome where one person will do the work and that's going to get passed on to someone else. That's another dark side teaching here. If that would have been true, it would have happened when Jesus came here.
Right.
So everybody has to do their own work. You're responsible for working with your own personal energetic system and work with yourself first. Don't give your energy away. Keep on your spiritual path, whatever that is to you. Bring in more light energy to you. And the only way to do that is to be in your body. And don't go outside of yourself looking for things that are on a spiritual basis as far as going to other dimensions, getting connected to maybe some type of pyramid energy, Egyptian energy, or anything like that. So this is all old energies. What you want is what your spirit can give you. Your spirit has all your answers. And so a lot of times there are practitioners who can actually cause you harm. So always go to your spirit first. Go within. This is the teachings of Jesus. Go within. So that's what I tell people. Go within. Go to your heart. Connect with your spirit to see if what you're doing is proper or not. Or if you should go to this practitioner. Don't never go to your head, because your head is your thoughts, and your thoughts are where entities reside. Your spirit is in your heart. So always go inward. And this is the teachings of most religions once you kind of get rid of all the dogma. And that, you know, if everybody believed that, there wouldn't be any churches around and no religion. So that's one thing that I can probably talk about too, but I won't get into that, because you are a complete, you know, unit of the divine. You're here. It's in you, and use it.
Well, that's wonderful. That's great, great teaching for us tonight. And do you think that we could end off the night tonight with another divine energy for people to feel as we sign off?
Yes, what we'll do is we'll have the light being activated here still for a half an hour, and she can do some healings on you. Remember, you will not be going to the light ship unless you're live with me on the air, but the light being on your monitor will be activated right now again, and she still is, and you can feel the love energy coming from her. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus and Mary Magdalene together here.
Oh, beautiful.
And just kind of sit back and relax here. And again, request your healings inside of your head. And they'll come to you and do what they can do, working through your emotional energies to help you. So remember, they have to go through that before you can get a healing. And also they work with your spirit. So you want to have all that stuff in place before the healing actually takes place to receive the healing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and here comes Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I guess we'll leave you tonight with this beautiful energy. And like I said, we have conference calls Monday and Friday for only $20 for an hour session on the light ship. And I do many other healings. And like the best thing for you is the emotional healing. Get that done so you can move forward in your life and drop your baggage that you have. And the light ship is here to help you with that. So we bless everybody. And we'll be on the next call on Mondays in the daytime call. It'll be 4 to 5 in the afternoon. And I will say that we want to change our clock tonight. So you want to turn them ahead because we're going into spring. So if you don't know that, turn them back. I mean, turn them, go ahead with them. So we'll see you later. And do you have anything to add, Sylvia?
I just want to say good night to everyone and all love and blessings and enjoy this beautiful energy. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll see if Don comes on here. Still there, Sylvia?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nancy will come in and say hi. Hello, Don.
No Don?
No Don yet. Hello, Michelle. Are you there? Or Don there?
Maybe they're enjoying their healing still.
Yes. Did you? I'm on the air.
Oh, hi, Don.
Hi. Did you need me for anything?
No, I just thought I'd say hi to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just on the phone. Sorry to the audience. I'm cutting in and I'm leaving the speaker on, so you're probably getting an echo.
Okay.
All right. Well, wrap it up whenever you want. Go as long as you want. I'm still here chatting away, having a coffee, working on the computer, and talking on the phone.
Yeah, we just signed off, so we're okay.
Oh, no, we're live. We're still live. Everybody's hearing us. They're not getting enough of you yet.
Still on, huh?
We're still on.
Let's see.
Did you want to stay on or get off?
Oh, yeah, I can stay on for another 15.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll just do some more.
You got it.
Energy healing. So we'll have the light beam come on right now and look at your monitor. And what I'm getting is she wants to take away some, we work with heart energy. So she'll take away some of your anger, heart pain, resentment right now. So I'll just kind of allow her to do this and I'll put some music on here again. We'll just continue on for a little bit longer then. So she wants to be re-energized here, and she's coming stronger. You may just watch your monitor again here. Okay. And, yep, she's coming on, getting a little brighter. And just allow her to do her healings now. So I'll just play some music again for everyone. So here we go. And just to ask her to like maybe step into you in a sense, whatever she needs to do to release this this trauma from you of resentment and anger, frustration, and allow her to do this for you. Okay. And we'll go up to the light ship again here. Kind of sensing that someone out there has some type of maybe blood disease or something. I don't know if it's leukemia or just something with the blood. So we're going to go into a special room right now. And it just could be not have enough iron in your blood. But regardless, we can request healings now. So we're having our same doctor teams working with us right now, these beautiful light beings. We're going into the special room. And this room now is full of a lot of silver lights. It's very, very beautiful. And we're going into it right now. And these they're bringing over to us some, it looks like raindrops in a sense that are kind of like moving around. These are conscious beings too. And they're going to do the healing work on us. So we have, like I said, many, many modalities of healing. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healing. And they'll do some energy balancing to us if we don't have an actual physical illness. So this will be wonderful. So see you back in a few minutes again. Okay, now we're going into another location, and this location is where they're going to be working with our heart and our lungs. So again, just request healing there, and they use real high technology healing modalities there. So just kind of relax, and if you have a condition there or a problem, maybe you're a smoker, maybe you have a problem with breathing, they're going to help you out with that right now. So just request your healings now. You might take a deep breath right now, see how your breathing is. And another deep breath and exhale. Thank you. Okay, we'll go into one final room now. And this room is where you're going to be seeing your spirit. You're going to re-energize your original spiritual blueprint of you. So we're going to a different location on the creation light ship. This is where you were created. This is a very sacred room. And you're opening the door now, and they've escorted you to this special location. And you're inside now, and as you look across the room is about 10 foot in diameter. You're going to see this beautiful light beam there. And this is actually you. And I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to meet your own spirit as your spirit fully walks into your body right now. This is what I call love comes walking in. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Beautifully charged up. Great. And make sure your chakras are right. Good. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll let you have a couple minutes with your own spirit now. Okay, and we'll go on to another room, and this is another special room. And what it is, we have, if you didn't notice it or not, depending where you live, but the rainbow actually changed about 3 years ago. And the old rainbow, the colors were kind of muddy as they blended between each other. They weren't real distinct and clear colors, and the vibration wasn't really apparent. And the new rainbow is very, very vivid. And I happened to see on one of the TV programs for a commercial, they showed the brand new rainbow, which had individual color bands. So you might take a look at that if you want to get a garden hose out and look at it. It's completely changed. But that happened about 3 years ago. But what I'm going to do is take us up to the room where they created this beautiful rainbow for the earth. And you can feel these vibrations and ask it for healing also. So we're going into this very special room of creation. This is one of their manifesting rooms there, and we're going into this room right now. And again, ask for healings, because you need to do that. They will not heal past your abilities and your consciousness of where you want to be. So we're in this room right now, and we'll see you back in a few minutes. Okay, we'll go into one final room here, and this is the large crystal geode. These are where all the crystal energies are. These are all conscious beings. There's over a million of them in this room, and it's about 10 foot in diameter, and we're levitating in this room right now, and we're going to bring in Jesus, ask him to come in, and also Mary Magdalene. This is a very special time for healing. So I'll just kind of request your healings. We're going to have Jesus come to your forehead, your head, and place his hands, let's just say, over both of your ears. And then we'll have Mary Magdalene come and put her hands on your feet. And you're in this room right now. And this is one of those very sacred times, sacred healing. So, again, request your healings right now. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes here. Okay. So we'll go into one final room. And this room is where they're going to re-energize our immune system. So, again, you may feel your body temperature change. Sometimes people actually break out in a sweat if they have a immune deficiency. So just kind of sit back and relax here. And there's many modalities of healing. There's a lot of colored lights that will be shining around you and through you. They come from the top, the bottom, the sides, and it's like going into a shower stall where there's many, many jets of, say, water squirting at you. But these are all different colored frequencies, and there's also some sound healing going on, too. So, again, just kind of open yourself up to this healing, and you can also thank the light beings for their healings tonight and the sacred ones that have come, these masters and healers. So we'll just let you have this experience here, and it's going to be very wonderful for all of you. Okay, we'll go into a couple other rooms, since not so we can have a little bit longer time. So we're going to go into the room where St. Germain is, beautiful St. Germain, and it's a room full of a lot of violet energy. So we're going into the special location on the creation lightship where he resides and gets charged up. And we're going into that room right now. He's one of our beloved masters here. And we're going in, and we'll bring in his beautiful violet energy right now into your living room. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healings. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, bringing the energy into you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. He'll go into one other room on the creation light ship. And everybody talks about the divine white light energy. So we're going to go into the room where there is divine white light energy. We're going to bring the energy right into your living room right now. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it really feels nice. A lot of love energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'll just amp it up some more here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just kind of breathe into it and just enjoy experiencing this nice energy. Okay, and they requested one other room to go into from the light ship, so they're going to be working with our veins and arteries and capillaries. Maybe somebody on the line that has a problem there, so we're going into this room right now, and we'll bring in another divine energy down for us to experience, and we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Teresa. So stronger, stronger as she comes in here, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, just sit back and relax and request your healings. we're going to come back here again. So we're going into the transporter room right now. We already thanked our doctors for helping us out this evening. And we're coming back down again, and now we're here. And you're probably very relaxed. So what I will say is that I'll be at the New Living Expo in New York. That'll be the last weekend of the month, April 1st also. And from there, we're going to the New Living Expo in Lauderdale, Florida. That'll be the 14th and 15th of April. And then we're going to San Francisco at the New Living Expo. That'll be the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. So we'll be busy the next month here. And if any of you would like to give me a donation for sessions that we do on this conference call here on the radio station, that'd be wonderful if you'd like to do that, or just connect with me and we'll do some sessions with you. And do you have anything to say, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to say thank you to you and the station, Don, for letting us have this extra time and the amazing healing and that profound experience with Jesus and Mary Magdalene. That was just amazing. So thank you to them as well. I'm just so full of all that wonderful love and goodness right now. I can barely talk. It's just really a great experience. So thank you so much.
Okay, so I guess we'll sign off now, and we'll be seeing you, if you wish to come on again. We'll be on the Monday show. This works out great for people back east because it starts at 5 o'clock. It's the daytime show. So it starts at 4 o'clock my time, which would be 7 o'clock yours. And if not, we'll see you the other night. Just check my schedule. And blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
Night.